KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's cloudy and 39 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be mostly sunny here today, a high of 58. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. In Western Iowa news, an Iowa man who was shot by a state trooper following a high-speed car chase has been sentenced to 5 years in prison. The Council Bluffs Daily Nonpareil reports 29-year-old Michael Lee was sentenced after pleading guilty to charges that included felony eluding and operating a vehicle while intoxicated. Lee said he was high on synthetic marijuana when he led officers on a 2013 chase in Council Bluffs that reached speeds of up to 100 miles per hour. He says he doesn't remember what happened before waking up in the hospital. Authorities say Lee tried to run over a trooper who had crashed his car. The trooper fired multiple shots into Lee's vehicle and hit him at least once. The chase ended when another trooper rammed and flipped Lee's vehicle. One person was arrested while another was treated for cuts following a physical altercation Monday afternoon in Council Bluffs. The Omaha World-Herald reports 26-year-old Quentin Kissel of Council Bluffs was arrested on suspicion of eluding police and disorderly conduct, but the victim, a man in his mid-20s, refused to press charges associated with the fight that broke out at around 3 p.m. Monday. Police say during the incident that started with a fist fight near North 14th Street and West Broadway, the other man was on top of Kissel, punching him, and Kissel allegedly pulled a box cutter out and slashed the man. Kissel ran when officers arrived, but authorities quickly caught up with him. Police say the other man suffered cuts to his armpit and calf and later received stitches. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports a man wanted on a warrant for escaping from the Iowa Department of Corrections was arrested late Monday morning. 45-year-old Fred William Still, Jr. of Creston was taken into custody at around 11:35 a.m. Monday on Highway 71 in Villisca. Still, Jr. was being held in Montgomery County Jail without bond. An audit shows a former employee at the Motor Vehicle Department in Sac County was fired because officials suspected she was promoting a personal business while at work. The state audit released yesterday says the department for the Sac County Treasurer's Office had more than $3,500 in improper disbursements and deposited collections between January of 2010 and the end of February of this year. Most of the money was paid to Lisa Phillips, the department's former deputy treasurer, for compensatory time. Phillips is accused of promoting a personal business during normal working hours. County workers told officials they saw her spending 2 to 3 hours per day doing non-county activities. The audit has been sent to the county attorney's office and other agencies. Elsewhere in area news, the Cass County chapter of Pheasants Forever will hold a youth pheasant hunt on Sunday, November 16th. The event is open to Cass County youth who have completed hunter safety training. The hunt will take place during the afternoon from 1 until 5 p.m., and participants will be provided with a box of either 20-gauge or 12-gauge ammunition. If there are youth who would like to attend but don't have a shotgun, the Pheasants Forever chapter will provide one. Parents or guardian of youth who want to participate will need to contact Tom Herford, Cass County Pheasants Forever Youth Coordinator, prior to Friday, November 14th. His number is 712-249-5356. The youth will meet at the Atlantic High School or the Atlantic Hy-Vee parking lot at 1 p.m. on that date, November 16th. In the funeral announcements, Mafalda Makey, age 93, of Guthrie Center, died Friday. A memorial mass for Mafalda Makey will be today at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Guthrie Center. The Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Laverne Dages, age 85, of Harlan, died Friday. A mass of Christian burial service for Laverne Dages will be held today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Janet Egan, age 58, of Anita, died Friday. Funeral services for Janet Egan will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Anita has arrangements. Elaine Anderson, age 92, of Elkhorn and formerly of Kimbleton, died Friday. Funeral services for Elaine Anderson will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Jacksonville. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Larry Benkin, age 77, who was formerly of Atlantic, died October 28th in Missouri. Graveside services for Larry Benkin will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock in the Atlantic Cemetery, followed by a luncheon at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. The Hedges Scott Funeral Home of Osage Beach, Missouri, has arrangements. Helen Olive, age 97, of New Brighton, Minnesota, died Saturday. Funeral services for Helen Olive will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Russell Lenhart, age 89, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Allen House. Graveside services for Russell Lenhart will be on Wednesday at 3 o'clock at the Layton Township Cemetery in Walnut.
Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Marjorie Kramer, age 82, of Harlan, died Monday. A massive Christian burial service for Marjorie Kramer will be Thursday at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Michelle Lynn Riedemann Nurnberg, age 36, formerly of Atlantic, died Thursday in Kansas City. Funeral services for Michelle Riedemann Nurnberg will be held on Thursday at 2 o'clock at Blue Springs Christian Church in Blue Springs, Missouri. Virginia Hopkins, age 90, of Greenfield, died Saturday. A memorial service for Virginia Hopkins will be held at a later date. The Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Dorothy Johnson, age 89, of Griswold, died Saturday. And per her wishes, Dorothy Johnson's body has been donated to science. A memorial service will be held at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic is assisting the family. And Rose Rutledge, age 94, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Rose Rutledge will be held 11 a.m. November 17th at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Oakland and Carson. Your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.